Welcome back to Inside Rock. This week, we're going to be talking about the best live albums. You know, if you had a better idea, you guys could have come up with one.
It's a tad sensitive. I was supporting his lead-in with crowd.
It was a sarcastic crowd.
I could hear the tone. I joined in.
That's right.
It was a crowd cheering.
If I wanted to be sarcastic, I would say, this episode's going to suck.
Wow.
But I didn't do that.
Wow.
No.
Listen, with all the COVID shit going on, lockdowns, you can't go to concerts anymore, and everybody's starving for entertainment. So what better way to listen to a live album?
On our podcast.
Well, you can't hear it here, but we will suggest which albums to listen to.
I mean, starving for entertainment. You tune into our podcast.
Well, that's all you really need. But I mean, if you want some music to go along with that, these are some live albums you might want to listen to.
And we should remind everybody, not only this one, but Weird and Wacky World podcast that we do. If you listen to it and you think, you know what, that's not bad. That's pretty funny. That's good. Share it.
Share it, man.
Share it. Like, send it to your friends.
Let's be honest. Just help us out. Whether you like it or not, just share the damn thing.
Oh, really?
Curious if they like it. Please just hit share.
Send it. Send a link. Send a link to your friends.
There's no way you're not going to like it. So.
All right. So
that's what he said.
What is happening?
Sorry.
This happens every time.
I know. Char gets in a mood. I like it. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
So, best live albums. I mean,
according to us.
Well, yeah. A lot of these albums have made lists and polls of best live albums.
And some live albums actually were the breaking point or launching point for some of these guys where they weren't doing well, and then the live album came out and they started to
Case in point, let's talk about Bob Seger.
Live Bullet.
Now, so Live Bullet came out, he recorded it in Detroit at Cobo Hall in 1975. It was released in 1976. But he hadn't really had anything happen in his career. Nothing was happening for Bob Seger. He had a pretty decent hit with Ramblin' Gamblin' Man back in 68.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, that was a good song, right?
Well, Kathmandu, I love that song.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of great tunes. Beautiful Loser, there's Turn the Page. There's a lot of good songs that he had, but he just didn't, none of his albums really hit it big.
Maybe that could be not a lot of people cared for it.
You know what? I don't know about that, because when he released Live Bullet in 1976, it was a hit. It reached number 34 on the Billboard charts.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Cha, when you put the playlist together on Spotify that we do for every...
Yeah.
Are you going to use the songs, like we just mentioned, Kathmandu and Beautiful Loser? And
live versions.
Well, I'm going to be doing all live
versions. The live versions.
Well,
okay,
they got to be live versions.
Yeah. So you'll tune into the Spotify playlist to hear the live versions of these songs.
So, you know, and then he released Night Moves the year after, right? After his live album. And then he had a huge fan base at that point. Like, Night Moves was a big album. So it was thanks to his live album. You know, and you could thank people like when it came to like Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper was great live. He was very theatrical, right?
Well, it was a stage performance. It wasn't just the music.
Yeah.
We had the guillotine up there, and everybody expected to be entertained, not just with the music.
And you know what? There was another band. I don't know if you want to jump albums right now, but that's our number one right there. Number one pick. Our favorite,
first one out of the gate.
We should really jump to another band that recorded in 1975 live and released it later that year in 75 was Kiss. Their live album.
That was very popular.
Well, it was huge.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, Kiss, I'm a big Kiss fan. You know that.
I know
right?
what you're going to say.
What I'm going to say is they're better live. Their performance live is better than their studio work. If you listen to the Kiss studio albums, like they released a crap load of albums, four albums before their live album, and it just didn't have the studio just didn't have the same impact, same punch. You know, their music.
What was the name?
Kind of tame.
The name of that album was called Alive, right?
Alive with an exclamation mark. Yeah.
The studio versions I thought was fairly tame compared to the live versions.
Like there was my favorite Kiss album, Dressed to Kill, Hotter Than Hell. Kiss, the debut.
Well, there's another band, though, that that really relied on their theatrics for the concert goer.
Dude, they were the masters at, absolutely, at stage shows. Well, the masters.
Pyrotechnics. If you sat too close to the stage, you had
I was there, baby.
A suntan.
In 1978, I was there. I was in like the 14th row of a Kiss concert.
Oh, that's nice. Your eyebrows singed?
Oh, it was unbearable. It really was. And, you know, I had Paul Stanley right above me, you know, on a wire. I had Gene Simmons throwing up blood in front of me just 14 euros away. It was fantastic, you know.
Sounds like a very good time.
Oh, it was. Listen, I saw them twice live, 78 and again in 82. I wouldn't change anything. I mean, if love them or hate them. I mean, in concert, they're unbelievable.
78 had to be the best. That was it was incredible. Best time to see them, man.
Oh, my gosh. They were on top of their game. But but anyway, they're a live album in 1975. I mean,
dude, you wore that out, that record.
I know. I still have it.
Oh, you did?
I still have it. I'm trying. I was going to buy, saw a copy of it. It was up at Sonic Boom in Toronto, and they had a copy of it. And it was in really great shape, but it was missing the booklet inside. And, you know, the booklet, I remember taking
that. That was pictures of the live on stage.
And I used to put it on my wall. Yeah, you remember that. But, so I had to have the booklet. But anyway, both those albums were recorded in 75. Kiss released theirs in 75 and Seeger in 76. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, songs like, was it Cold Gin, Deuce? Yeah,
that's Ace Frehley.
And yeah. Black Diamond.
Black Diamond's a big one, yeah, for sure. And don't forget, their anthem. Their anthem.
I want to rock and roll all night.
That's right, rock and roll all night. That's off of Dress to Kill, actually. Yeah. Yeah, it's my favorite Kiss album.
But what about the special song? God of War? God of Thunder?
Well, God of Thunder wasn't in Alive. That came off of Detroit Rock City.
Isn't that where he's
What the hell, dude? What's the name of the album?
Alive Destroyer? 2?
Destroyer. Thank you. Oh my God, I had a brain fart. Destroyer. Yeah, God of Thunder. That was off of Destroyer.
I got you.
So that was on their Alive 2 album.
I got you. Yeah. Did you watch the Amazon thing of them? Concert?
I did.
Yeah.
I've got the whole anthology, the DVD set, the three volumes.
Oh, you do?
That'd be sick. I pretty much got everything they've done. It's great. Yeah. Yeah, I love Kiss. They're great.
Well, like I said to you before, when I think of live albums, one always springs to mind right away.
Well, it's got to be Frampton.
Yeah, Frampton Comes Alive.
That was also 76.
I mean, and that launched him. I mean, the live version was what everybody listened to.
Yeah, be honest, who the hell, like Peter Frampton came for, he was the lead guitarist for Mott the Hoople, right?
I thought it was Humble Pie.
Humble Pie, my bad. You're right. It was Ian Hunter that was Mott the Hoople. Yeah. You're correct.
Humble Pie.
Thank you, buddy. So when he left them and went on his own, I mean, he had some good stuff, but who really heard of Peter frickin' Frampton?
No, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Who heard of him?
Yeah.
But anyway, he came out with that album. That was the biggest.
Baby, I Love Your Way and all that.
Oh, yeah. Do You Feel Like I Do? He used the talk box. Remember the time?
Yeah. That was the cat's ass back then. Yeah.
It was. The talk box was great. You know when I first heard the talk box?
No.
There was two. It was Nazareth, Hair of the Dog. Remember?
Yes, okay.
And it was Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way.
Joe Walsh. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's when I heard the talk box first.
Now, you just said, Oat, what album you think of when you think live album. As soon as Queek decided on this topic.
I know what it's going to be.
Yeah. Boom, right in my face. It is Saga.
In Transit. In Transit. Yeah, it's a good album. You know my favorite track is off that live album?
Humble Stance? No, I don't know. What?
A Brief Case.
The drum solo.
It's called A Brief Case.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great track.
But great sounding album, too.
Saga, Canadian Boys.
Yep.
Yeah, Sadler and the Boys. But anyway, yeah, so those are a few good ones to start the show right there. Those are some good albums right there.
You're going to have a tough time putting this playlist together there, Cha.
That's going to be great.
Hey, Oat, you bought me Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
We were down at the record store, and I had mentioned I wanted it, and I spotted one. Oat bought it for me. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, no problem.
You sound like a little kid. I want this. Here's your damn album.
That's pretty much how it happened.
That's kind of what happened.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. Oh. I want an Easter egg.
You know, Bugs.
Bugs Bunny cartoon.
That's classic Bugs. I know. So there's some other good live albums. We can get into the heavier stuff, you know, the heavier rock, and
Well, there's a lot. I mean,
there's a ton. I mean, one that really did well is Deep Purple, Made in Japan. I don't know if you guys remember that, but that was obviously recorded in Japan, Made in Japan. And that's a great one. It's what, 1972?
I don't know.
1972. Just telling you.
All right, I believe it.
It did well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had three albums that they had under their belt when they recorded the live album. It was In Rock. Remember we talked about that one with Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
So it's called In Rock, Fireball, and the best, Machine Head. Don't forget Machine Head.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know.
That's the ultimate Deep Purple.
Oh, my God. Highway Star, Smoke on the Water, Space Truckin'.
Yeah.
Lazy. Great, great album.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was also a good one. But Cha and I really like the next one.
Which one?
Priest, man.
Oh, Judas Priest? Yeah, yeah.
Judas Priest.
Yeah.
And Judas Priest is Unleashed in the East. That's a great live album. You know, I don't have that. I've never had that album. I've got probably about 14 Judas Priest albums, and I still don't have
it. Oh,
that
really?
One. I don't have it. Yeah. Mm,
surprising.
Yeah, I got to get that one for sure. Oh, come on. Give me some of your favorites. Well, you said Frampton, but.
Well, I mean, since we're from Canada, we can't go without mentioning Rush.
Wow, he jumps to Rush. Chai, you should have mentioned
that.
Come on. Oh, I would have forgot. Thanks, so.
Right?
Well, okay, what was the name of the album, Cha?
All the World's a Stage.
There you go.
Was their first.
And that was their first live album. It was recorded at Massey Hall in Toronto on June 11th to 13th in 1976.
Awesome.
Great tunes on that album. I mean, look, just listen to some of the tunes off of that live album. Bastille Day, Anthem from Fly By Night, Fly By Night, In The Mood, Something For Nothing, Lakeside Park.
Lakeside Park. I love that song.
Yeah, that's the park in St. Catharines, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Just down the street from somebody.
Somebody. Not saying who.
Not saying who.
Somebody.
Somebody. Somebody gonna get a hurt.
Real bad. Real bad.
You know, every episode that goes by, we get closer and closer.
To what?
My blood type.
I bet you didn't believe in vampires.
I don't.
Okay.
Go ahead.
2112, By Tor and the Snow Dog, Come On. Anybody who knows Rush loves By Tor. In the End, Working Man, Finding My Way, and What You're Doing.
What the hell kind of album is that? It's amazing.
It's crazy album.
I'm going home tonight and I'm going to listen to it.
I gave that to my son, that album. Oh. I got another one, but I had to give him because he's a Rush fan too.
Rush albums, when you find them in decent shape.
Oh, yeah, man.
Holy shit, are they expensive.
I know. Well, I gave you the one, I think.
You did, buddy.
Yeah. Farewell to Kings.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just listened to that last
week
again.
That's a great album. Mm-hmm. Cygnus X1. Anyway, great album by Rush, 76. If you're not a Rush fan, listen to it. You will be. And what was the second album, Cha? The second live attempt?
Exit Stage Left.
Exit Stage Left. Sounds like Snagglepuss. Everybody's going, who the hell is Snagglepuss?
He was always very well dressed, though. He had the little collar and black tie.
And nothing else.
Nothing else.
No, that's right. That's right.
No pants.
No pants. Something like Cha on the weekend. All right, then.
Yeah. Actually, the only time I dress is when I come to do this thing.
You don't have to. Don't feel obligated.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, no. What have I done?
All right, so Exit Stage Left, 1981.
Yes.
Recorded in Scotland and Canada and edited in and mixed, you know where?
I believe you said France before.
That is correct, France, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's their second live album.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, but again, I told you before, what I like on my favorite song on that album is Closer to the Heart.
Yeah, that's a great tune.
Yeah.
That's off Farewell to Kings.
Yes.
Yeah, that's there a good, you go. good song.
But, you know, Rush is amazing. It, at some point, we're going to try maybe get Alex Lifeson on the show to talk a little bit about Rush. Make that attempt.
The Giz does know him.
The Giz has met him. He doesn't know him.
He knows them. Okay. They're tight. They're tight. That's what I've been told.
Okay, let's go with that. All right. There you go. So what's next?
Well, you brought up a couple of, you know, we mentioned Humble Pie, right? Well, Peter Frampton came from Humble Pie as a lead guitarist. Humble Pie had a live album in 1971 called Rockin' the Fillmore. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but yep. It's a double album. And, you know, I like it when they do double live albums because we'll get to another one. I'll bring it up now. What the hell? But anyway, when they don't do a double live album, you know they've cut some songs.
It's not the whole show.
Right? They've cut some songs.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Well, what's the average length of a concert?
Well,
2.5.
2 hours, 2.5.
Yeah, so well, no way you're getting
unless
that
it's a Springsteen concert, then it's 3 hours, but.
Yeah, and there's no way you're getting that on one album.
That's right. But again, what have they cut? Like I was just talking before we started, like we love Warren Zevon. And Warren Zevon had a live album, Stand in the Fire. And I think it was, 78, I think it was. But that's one album. He did a reissue of it, remastered version. I think it was in 2003. And it was two albums with 10 bonus songs. Like, that's one I want to hear. I want to hear the whole show.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But so Humble Pie was a double live album recorded in 1971 at the Fillmore East Club in Manhattan. And it's a great album. I mean, Humble Pie never really made it really mainstream. I don't think they did. Who has a recording of Humble Pie?
I do not.
No, you know what I mean?
30 Days in the Hole.
Come on, that's the best tune in the world.
Great tune.
Right?
Yeah, it's great.
That's like one of the best songs ever. I love that. But anyway, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, so Frampton left there to do his own thing.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about his success, Frampton's success.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great blip of success. You know where he was 10 years after that?
Who, Frampton?
Yeah.
Bankrupt.
Working at Home Depot?
Playing in the backup band for David Bowie.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
He wasn't on his own anymore. He didn't do very well.
Yeah. I remember, who was it? I think it was Oprah Winfrey dedicated a show to Frampton. I remember watching that episode. She likes Peter Frampton.
And you win a guitar.
Yeah. You know, I saw Frampton at the casino. You hear that a lot on Inside Rock, but I've seen a lot of shows at the casino. But Frampton was one of them, and he was fantastic, man. He was really good.
So what happened to him?
I don't know. He's good. He's still got the skills, but I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. The thing is, you got to have new material, and it's, you know, I don't know. I don't know that Frampton had a ton of material after, you know.
When I think of Frampton, I think of two songs. That's all I think of.
Sure. Show Me the Way. What was it called?
Yeah.
Show Me the Way.
Baby, I Love Your Way.
Baby, I Love Your Way. Yeah. Well, I'm In You. That's another one. That's one of his.
Yeah, okay.
That's a big one.
I'll give you that one.
He's got a bunch, but yeah.
He didn't have the staying power.
Yeah. But again, a double live album. That's a great concert, mind you. You know, Do You Feel Like We Do? That's how long is that at track? About nine minutes. It's a long song. Here's another album that came out in 1978, recorded at Budokan.
Oh, live at Budokan.
Which is, we all know.
Cheap Trick, baby.
Yeah. There's a lot of Budokan shows, but that one, everybody knows Cheap Trick at Budokan. But there it is again. Budokan is a single album, right? That album. But there's now, if you go on Spotify, you can find the full concert, which is a bunch of tracks that should have been on that, you know, included on that live album. Yeah, so I don't like it when they hack down the shows.
No.
You know, and start cutting tracks, because a lot of the tracks that aren't as well known are some of my favorites, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, there you go. So I'll be seeing Cheap Trick next year, hopefully. They rescheduled. Cheap Trick was supposed to play, I think I told you this, before Dusty Hill died this year.
Cheap Trick
was supposed to play with ZZ Top.
Oh, that would have been an awesome show.
Yeah, I know. But whatever, we'll have to wait with that now. But there you go.
Mm.
So what other ones we got? There's so many.
What about Get Your Ya-Ya's Out?
John the Stones. There he goes again.
Stones.
Yeah.
That's the all famous cover with good old Charlie on the cover with that donkey.
Easy.
Takes a second to put that album cover together. You look at it, it's like, wait a minute, I'm processing. What's happening here?
Yeah. Yeah, the Stones live. I mean, how many live albums have the Stones had? I'm not really sure.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We have to check into that one. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's Get Your Yah Yahs Out is a good one for sure. For sure. I mean, we could just keep jumping from band to band. You know which one comes to mind? We've talked about this in the past. We talked about Lynyrd Skynyrd, but Lynyrd Skynyrd's One More From the Road, 1976, right? Yeah, it was 76. So they had used Steve Gaines, the guy that, remember the guy that joined the band late?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He joined the band. That's how he joined the band, during that tour. He joined, I think it was probably midway through that tour where they were recording for this live album, One More From the Road, and Steve Gaines joined in. And then he worked on the Street Survivors album, and that's when they ultimately died in 77, right? Gaines and a few others. Yeah. But anyway, One More From the Road. That's a great album. And you probably hear that version of Freebird more than the studio version of Freebird from pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd. The one from One More From the Road, the live album, is one that you hear most on, you know.
And how long is that one?
No, I'm not sure. It's got to be what, 9-10 minutes anyway. Yeah.
I saw a picture of a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert, and it was just a photograph. And in the front row, there was a guy holding up a sign. It says, "Play Freebird."
Yeah.
You know who it was?
You.
No.
That'd be awesome.
That's me. No, it was Dusty Hill.
Was it Dusty Hill?
Dusty went to his concert, front row, and held up a sign, "Play Freebird."
Everybody wanted to hear that. What song is it you want to hear? Everybody yells out Freebird, right? That was their anthem. Every band has an anthem song. That was Skynyrd's. You know, you'd think it would be Sweet Home Alabama, right? Commercially.
Well, it's close. That's played a lot too.
But if there was an encore at a Skynyrd concert, you could be sure it was Freebird.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, the live version typically was over 10 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And the album's just over nine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you brought up partial live albums. It's not the whole show or not the whole thing. And going back to the Stones, mm-hmm. Get Your Yah Yahs Out. Originally, it was two sides,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But then the 40th anniversary deluxe box
there you
was
go.
Four CDs.
That's what we're talking about.
Like, what the hell? Not even right? close.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, you get a lot more content on CDs than you can an album.
Oh, for sure, man.
But like you said, Griggs, bring him, put a double album, man.
Yeah, there must have been a reason for it, I guess, but yeah.
Pricing, anyway. Who knows?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, the original Yah Yah album was long, like just over 47 minutes long.
Yeah.
So you're right, they cut out a ton.
Well, they have to, right? They'd have to. Yeah, the typical album's about, what, anywhere from 40 to 50 minutes. Hmm. So.
But anyway. And where'd you say that was recorded? Did you say where that was recorded?
I thought I said.
It was Madison Square Gardens.
Yeah.
Yah Yahs? Yeah. It was more than one location. It was recorded in New York.
Yeah, it was done over a period of, I think, 3 days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Baltimore,
Madison Square Gardens. Yeah. They did a number of different places.
Yeah. Reminds me.
What?
It reminds me of one of the best live album titles. It's not on our list, but you just reminded me.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Uncle Ted?
Yeah.
Uncle Ted's live album. Not his Double Live Gonzo album, but the other one. It was called Intensities in 10 Cities. What a great album title. Intensities in 10 Cities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that just goes to show you, they take the best of the tour, right? And they compile an album. It's awesome. Yeah, Double Live Gonzo. You got to love that. I played that a lot too, by the way, Double Live Gonzo.
Let me give you an album name. Let me give you an album name, see if you can get it.
Yeah.
Live and Dangerous.
Thin Lizzy, 1978.
Yeah.
Boom! Oh. It's one of my favorite live albums.
It's getting that great album.
Oh my God, yeah. It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
You know another good name for a live album?
Mm-hmm.
Live After Death.
That's pretty good.
Iron Maiden.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a Ian Hunter song off of You're Never Alone for Schizophrenic. It's called Life After Death. I don't know if you ever heard it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good song. Yeah.
Is there life? Yeah. That's a great album for Iron Maiden, though.
Yeah, 85 Iron Maiden.
So I was just mentioning to you that I found it, you know, amazing that Styx still isn't in the Rock Hall of Fame. And their live album, what'd you say it was called?
Cotton Act.
Cotton Act, yeah. They're still not in the Rock Hall. Like, what the hell?
One of my favorite bands. Styx is the band I've seen the most out of any band. I've seen them 9 times.
Styx, who's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, a group of Styx fans got a petition going and sent it to the Hall saying, come on, man, what's going on? They should be in the Hall of Fame. They've been eligible since 1997. That's when they were first eligible. And, they became eligible in 97 because their first album, see, 25, it'd be 1972. That was their debut album, right? 1972. So they would have been eligible in 97. Yeah, but so the people are pissed. There's no question about it. And there's just, if you go on the internet and look, you can see there's articles that suggest that the Hall really don't like Styx for some particular reason. There's a lot of theories on there, but
who cares if they don't like them or not? They have their place in rock history.
I mean,
and we're going to do another show on the Rock Hall because they've made some bonehead moves in the last little while.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But come on, 23 years overdue for Styx.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
They put Jay-Z in, but not Styx.
Easy, easy, buddy.
Just saying,
easy.
Don't get me started.
Right. Well, Eazy's the other guy that's in. Is Eazy in? No, Jay-Z's not in. No. Oh, he is in.
Jay-Z is
Eazy's
in.
Eazy's not in.
Yeah,
okay.
He's in. Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. 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 He's what I think of when we think of rock. But anyway, we'll do another show on a follow up to Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds now, hey, good. when did Gowan become the front guy for Styx? Like around 99, right? 1999?
Yes, something like that. I mean, well, no, it was, I think it was after 2000, wasn't it?
Nah,
was it 99?
So. I think it was 99.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah, but
another Canadian boy, Gowan.
Yeah, and yet Styx, they deserve. They've been eligible for like over 20 years.
I love Styx. That's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, I know.
I love them. They're all right, awesome.
We'll do another show.
I have my
that.
Picture taken with them. Again, Casino. I've seen them 9 times, but the great bunch of guys too. Very friendly. Drummer's a little bit of a germaphobe. He's a little Howie Mandelish.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Drummers are normally a different breed.
Yeah. Great drummer though, man.
Sean, didn't you play the drums?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Just checking.
Right there. That makes sense.
I get you now.
There you go.
Hey, you know what album just popped into my head, and I remember you had it in your collection. I don't know if it has much meaning to me, but it will to you and maybe someone else out there. It was Lou Reed.
Are you kidding me?
Lou Reed. Rock and Roll Animal. The
Rock
live
and Roll
album.
Animal. Listen, arguably, Lou Reed, to me, he's not the best vocalist, right? But Lou...
Great lyrics.
But he's great in concert. Yeah. He really is. Oh, Rock and Roll Animal. Yeah. Sweet Jane on there.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
White Light, White Heat. I mean, it's fantastic. Yeah, I got that album. As a matter of fact, I listened to it not too long ago. I'm very surprised you brought that up.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a great live album. I love it. Not a lot of songs on it because the tracks are quite long, like the songs themselves.
Right.
But it's really good. Really good. You know who did a cover of... Rock and Roll. The song's called Rock and Roll. That's off of Rock and Roll Animal. Was The Runaways. On their debut album, they did a cover of Rock and Roll. Yeah.
So another classic live performance.
Yes.
Queen at Wembley.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a monster concert right there.
I mean, they were...
That's a monster concert.
Isn't that the concert they referenced in the movie?
Yeah.
That they duplicated?
Yeah,
is that it, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, they do...
Hey-o!
Yeah, they do We Are Champions.
Freddie Mercury.
That's Bob Marley, dude.
It's actually Freddie Mercury.
Radio Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
They go. That's a classic. Chai, you got to put a couple of songs from that concert on the playlist.
All right.
It's good. I can't wait for this playlist. It's going to be awesome.
You know, another great live album was 1994. Hell Freezes Over. The Eagles.
The Eagles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, you got to drop the. It's not the Eagles, it's Eagles.
Yeah.
It used to be the Eagles. They dropped the. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
And they're just called Eagles.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hell Freezes Over. And why do they call it Hell Freezes Over?
Because Glenn Frey said, we're never getting together again. If you ask, we're getting together when hell freezes over. That's when we're going to get together.
So again. 1994, hell froze over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times has hell frozen over?
Well, I don't know.
It'll be good now because Glenn's gone.
Yeah, Glenn's dead
Glenn's
now.
Glenn's gone bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's one regret. I never did see the Eagles live, my favorite band of all time, and I didn't see the Eagles.
1978, same year I saw
Kiss. You never saw the Eagles?
Never saw them.
The same year I saw Kiss, I saw the Eagles.
No, yeah. 78. They were at their peak in 78.
Yeah, I know. It was Hotel California tour, really, is what it was, ultimately.
Yeah.
Was,
dude, why didn't you
no,
see
actually,
them?
It was a long run. No, it was a long run tour. That's what it was.
Man,
it had to be.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I remember. When
because we went to Florida in 78, remember? Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
Heartache and all we heard was Heartache Tonight every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that trip to Florida?
Oh, yeah.
We set the alarm clock. Remember we set the alarm clock?
Just for the record, this was my first time on an aircraft. I'd never been on an airplane before.
I didn't know that.
I'd never been on... That was my first airplane ride. And...
Well, I just got back from... I just got back from Europe.
I'm touring Europe after knocking your teeth out. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good time. Anyway, good time. We set the alarm clock and we put it between our two rooms on a little stool.
Yeah.
And we set it to a radio station that we didn't know.
It wasn't we. He set it.
All right. I just said it.
Yeah.
And I put it on full blast so that, you know, it would come on the radio station. I didn't know the radio station went off the air at midnight and didn't come back on until 8 o'clock the next morning.
Nope.
Yeah. Our flight, I woke up. We had 1 hour before the flight took off, and we lived at least an hour away from the airport.
Oh, at least. At least.
And I went, come on, let's go. Jumped in the car. Dad got, it was the Ford LTD.
Yeah, the thing overheated for sure.
Well, we jumped in the car, and he floored it. Made it there in 50 minutes. We took our bags on the plane.
That would
with
never
us.
Happen today.
No. We took our bags on the
security?
Plane.
Security? What security?
We just went flying right through, sat down.
Dad pulled up to the plane.
We were the last ones on the plane. And we sat down, looked at each other, and went,
we were still in our pajamas.
Yeah, I know.
Dude,
we were.
We were still in our pajamas.
Yeah.
We didn't even get changed. We jumped in the car.
He turns to me and says, hell, we had time for a muffin.
I did say that, didn't I? We had time for a muffin. I'm hungry.
I know. Oh yeah, that was nasty. Then we went to Florida and
come up with the cash.
Yeah, listen to Eagles the whole time down there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
You know what else song was on down there when we were down there?
Yes, I do.
Come on.
But Cougar Mellencamp.
That was I Need a Lover.
Yeah,
his debut album.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we heard.
Yes.
You got it.
I know.
That's right. I can't believe you remembered that.
Yeah.
Very cool. But anyway, Hell
okay,
Freezes Over.
Okay, down memory lane here.
Hell Freezes Over. Great album.
Was Chubb born yet? Oh, yeah, he was born.
Yeah, I'm the one that turned the radio station on you in the middle of the night.
Son of a...
That sounded like something he would do. Yeah,
he's like 11, right?
Well, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Cha.
Let's go to another live album, similar to, in my opinion, the theme of Hell Freezes Over, was Fleetwood Mac, The Dance. That was 3 years later in 1997. Great live album. All their best stuff is on there.
Mm. You never had that one, did you?
No, I had it on, I have on CD. I never had the vinyl.
No, yeah. I didn't think so.
Yeah, in 97, I really stopped collecting vinyl in that whole time period, right? So I just had my collection and that was it. Because vinyl really died off. Who was buying vinyl?
Mm-hmm.
Vinyl's made the resurgence in the last few years, so... I mean, everything's being released on vinyl now.
Yeah.
So
now you mentioned this guy before.
Who?
But is like the quintessential collection of live performances from one guy.
Oh, I got it. Who? It's got to be Bruce.
Yeah.
It's got to be Bruce.
From 75 to 85.
Yeah.
Five discs.
Yeah.
Of his live performances over a 10-year period.
Yeah.
How can you go wrong?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, actually. You know, that's a great collection. I saw that collection. Somebody was, where was it? It was at a thrift store or something. Somebody was, it was way too much. They wanted way too much for it. And it was behind a locked cabinet, so you couldn't really see. It was like an auction item. When it's an album, you got to check the vinyl. It may be a great collection, but maybe the albums are all scratched to rat shit. You don't know, right?
You don't know.
You don't know. But yeah, that's a great collection, no doubt about it.
Okay, I'm going to give you a year.
Yep.
All right. 1978.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's about 4,000 different possibilities.
Okay.
There's a ton.
And on the cover, it shows a guy getting stabbed in the stomach with his guitar.
Well, you know what? It could only be for, if you want blood, you've got it.
Yes.
AC/DC. That's with Bon Scott, my hero. I love Bon Scott.
That's the best, I think.
That's a great album.
Did they do any other live albums?
Oh, sure they did.
Because that's the best one.
Absolutely. They did that double live album with Brian Johnson.
What's that?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called. But
yeah.
If you want blood, with Bon, that's the best.
That's a great album. If you want blood, you've got it. Yeah, he's stabbing him through the stomach with a Gibson guitar.
And you know what? When I was a kid, I mean, you had that record.
Yeah, I still have it.
And that was kind of disturbing. I could take a second look. Holy shit.
That's disgusting, man.
Yeah.
You were exposed to quite a few disturbing things growing up from us, weren't you?
Yeah, but then I was also exposed to some really awesome things like Queek's past girlfriends.
Easy.
Well, not, and just visual, I'm saying. Oh, yeah.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. No touchy.
No touchy.
I'm going to bring up another one. Yeah. All right. And you guys are going to go.
All right.
Ready? Here we go.
Menudo.
No. No. I don't even know if they did one.
We're going to do a show on Menudo. You know that.
For sure.
Just for sure. Russ Never Sleeps.
Whatever.
I know. But that was a big album, man.
It's a huge live album, for sure.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Oh, it's looking at me.
Neil Young.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, Neil Young. Listen,
I'm not saying he's not talented. I just don't prefer him. He just depresses the hell out of me.
And he's Canadian. You want to like him.
Yeah, yeah.
I
want to like him.
No, I wouldn't say he's overly talented.
Well, I didn't say that.
Live Aid concert or something, somebody said to him, Neil, you're singing a little flat. That's my style, man.
And it works, right?
I know.
I mean, I wouldn't say he's not talented.
No, I didn't. I said, what did I say? I said he's not overly talented.
Well, I wouldn't even say that. It's just not my thing.
Okay, he sucks.
No, I mean, you can't argue with his success. I mean, he's been successful.
No, absolutely.
And where did he come from? What band was he with?
Well, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
That's right. Well, and then he went off on his own.
Actually, I don't want to say, I'm not bashing Neil, because to be honest, when I was younger, I bought that album. It was great. Yeah. That was actually my fourth or fifth album or something like that I purchased.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Whenever I think of him, I think of one song, and it just depresses me.
Old Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, stop singing that song.
Dude, it's got a story. What about Cinnamon Girl?
Well, that's not bad.
That's a good tune, right?
Neil Young's got a lot of good songs.
He does.
He does. But I don't think I don't have any 45s, no LPs, no CDs. I got nothing.
No posters hanging up in the
room? Nothing. No. Bon Scott, I would.
Oh, yeah.
But no.
Yeah,
no. I don't.
Hey, I don't want to take anything away from Neil. He's just not my cup of tea.
Me neither. Right. We agree on that.
Yeah.
Okay. We agree on that.
All right. What else you got?
Well, you know what? I love this guy. I love his You're Never Alone with a Schizophrenic album.
It's Ian.
It's Ian Hunter.
Yeah.
So he came up with a live album. Actually, it was a double live album called Welcome to the Club in 1980. And it's great. It's recorded at the Roxy Theater in West Hollywood over 7 nights in November in 1979. And it's fantastic. Like 4 sides of live Ian. It's just great stuff. Great stuff. Now, he did some... he did some Mott the Hoople along with it, some tracks. But, he did, I think, 1, 2, 3. I think he did, like, 4 songs off of Schizophrenic. You're Never Alone with Schizophrenic. And if you haven't heard it, it's worth a listen. Welcome to the Club, Ian Hunter.
I'll try to throw a track on there.
Oh,
for sure.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Okay, now, classic live performance.
Yeah.
I know what I'm thinking of.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh,
Johnny
Folsom
Cash.
Folsom Prison Blues,
1968.
Yeah, that was a big album for him.
Well, Folsom Prison Blues, I Walked the Line, Ring of Fire. I mean,
all of his best stuff. Classic. All of his best stuff, no question about it. Yeah, Johnny Cash, Charles' first concert.
It was, one of the two things that I brag about. Having a beer with Clint Eastwood and seeing Johnny Cash. Actually, and his wife, too, June. She was there with him.
Really?
Yeah, they were both on the stage.
That's pretty cool.
Melody Fair in
That's
Buffalo.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
And you didn't appreciate it at the time, but...
No.
Now you do.
Seeing who? What the hell?
Do I have to go?
Gosh. There's reruns on Star Trek back at the hotel I could be watching right now.
Such a...
Yeah, but boy, I'm glad I was forced to go. I'm going to bring up one. I just thought of it because I was actually watching the movie... Or they made a video of it, but it's an album, and it's called Stop Making Sense.
Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, have you seen the show?
Listen, he's one of the best onstage dudes there
Dude,
is.
Dude, he's great.
Is he great or what?
He's great.
Oh, yeah.
He's David Byrne. Yeah, just by himself. He's entertaining. For some reason, you just keep watching him.
Yeah, he's a great entertainer. He's got the moves. He's great. Yeah, and the songs.
Psycho Killer.
Oh, come on, man. There's tons.
Oh, I love the Talking Heads, man.
Yeah,
they had all their albums.
Yeah, really?
Take Me to the River.
No, love it. I'm sorry. Let me clarify.
Yeah,
I had all their CDs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's still considered an album.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Album of music. So.
But have you seen that concert?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay, because I've got it on my Plex.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
It's freaking great.
Yeah. You know, there's a... Can we jump now?
I was just going to say to Cha, though, on the show notes, I'm only going to list the live albums, and then you can select which songs off those live albums you want to put on the...
Okay, and I'm sure Tweaks will have his input.
Did he just call me fucking Tweaks again?
Tweaks. Did I really? Tweaks. What's going on? I had myself tested last week for stroke, and I'm fine, so I don't know what's wrong.
Raise your arms. Wave your arms around.
Okay. Okay, Chip, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Gosh darn it.
I don't know why you keep doing that, buddy.
I think it's because
we did the one serial episode on Weird and Wacky World talking about Twix, and ever since then he's been calling me fucking Tweaks.
I don't know what's going
on. I don't get it.
I don't know.
Silly Wabbit, Tweaks are for kids. What's he doing?
Anyway. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's all right, buddy.
I love it. I love it.
So there was a here I'm going to give a super band and a live album, okay?
Okay.
And it's the song remains the same.
Oh. Zeppelin.
Absolutely. Yeah. 1977.
Yeah.
I remember working that 1977. There was a blizzard of 77 that we had here in Canada, right?
Well, in the Niagara Buffalo area, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they called it the blizzard of 78 in the States. Did you hear? You know that, right? They called it the blizzard of 78. It wasn't even 77.
Well, I was living in London in 1978, and we had that same thing in London the year later.
Yeah, see, there you go. But it was 77, and I was working
London,
at...
London, Ontario.
Working at... Yeah, London, Ontario, of course. Working at the Seneca Theater. Dad was a projectionist, and I remember it was a blizzard, and we had to go down and open the theater. We pretty much had to walk down to the theater. We lived that close. Dig out all the exits during this blizzard, and you know how much snow there was.
How much snow was there?
I don't have a smart retort. Anyway, so we dug out all the exits, and the show must go on in true fashion.
And what happened? Nobody showed up.
So the song remains... The song remains the same. Was showing in Cinema 2. It was only 211 seats in Cinema 2, right? So we opened up for business, and this one 14-year-old kid showed up. So we had to stay open for one 14-year-old kid and run The Song Remains the Same for this kid who wanted to see the Zeppelin concert.
Awesome. That's private showing.
But you know what? We showed it. I could have easily just issued the kid a pass. Say, listen, come back at another time. You know, we're closing.
Hit the road, kid.
But you know what?
After doing all that shoveling?
Oh, yeah. We're shoveled out, right? One guy shows up. Dad says, well, we're here now. Let's run the show. So we ran it for this 14-year-old kid. He had a great time sitting there by himself.
Private showing.
I bet he tells that story, right? Oh, yeah. I bet. Oh, I'm sure he does. If you're listening, let us know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can punch you right in the mouth for showing up.
You know what, though? I sat up there and I watched it with him. And I'm going to say, I really don't like that show. I don't like that Zeppelin. I think that doesn't do Zeppelin justice, that concert. That album.
Why?
It just doesn't. It's not well produced. The footage, I just didn't like it. There's actually a better concert that was recorded in 1972, and it was released 30 years later. It's called How the West Was Won, and it's way better. The footage is better. The performances are better.
So it's recordings from the 70s and then released. Yeah. Okay.
But much better. I don't know why The Song Remains the Same was the it was the go-to concert for Zeppelin. And again, I didn't like it.
Hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, it came out on DVD in 2003. And if you haven't seen it, How the West Was Won, if you want to see a Zeppelin in concert, that's the one to watch. And that song remains the same, in my opinion, anyway.
All right.
Yep. So, Cha,
hey, you know
what else you got?
You know what else? Actually, my son has been creating like a soul and a blues playlist. I'm starting to get into a lot of that stuff, like B.B. King.
Well, B.B. King's great.
Dude, B.B. King, that is great.
Listen, a lot of the great bands, stuff. How many bands have we talked about? ZZ Top and Rolling Stones, they all get their roots are in blues.
Yeah, right? Muddy Waters, listening to some Muddy Waters on Spotify. But B.B. King live in Cook County Jail, 1970.
I always think of the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But speaking of live, I bring it up that album, but really, like some of the blues stuff and soul stuff. Oh my gosh, it is great.
Yeah, I know blues is great.
Yeah,
good stuff. Good stuff, Cha. You know what? There's another album. I don't know if we brought this up yet. I can't remember which ones we talked about. Cha loves Aerosmith. I think you do too. Oh, you saw them.
I do.
You
yeah.
saw them in California, right?
Saw them at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
With Stan Lee. Stan Lee came out and made an appearance.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah.
But Aerosmith live bootleg, 1978. What a great album that is, right?
Did you have that?
Wait,
you did, right?
Oh, yeah.
Live
bootleg, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. If you like Smith, that's the live album right there.
Right.
And
what's your favorite song by Aerosmith?
Holy crap. Probably Sick as a Dog.
No, not me. Take Me to the Other Side.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I like all everything on Rocks, Combination, everything. I love
that's that why one. I said Sick as a Dog.
Yeah.
Back in the Saddle.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah, come on. Rocks is probably my top five albums ever.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite albums, exactly. Yeah,
for sure.
And the one that helped DMC get launched.
Walk This Way.
Walk This Way.
Yeah. Off of the album, Toys in the Attic.
Toys in the Attic, yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of my first albums, too. It was Rest Toys? Of Sleep, Toys in the Attic. Chicago, was that a double album? I can't remember. The Chicago album. But yeah. I wanted something for my own. I didn't need to because you were buying albums every week. I didn't have to, but.
I know. That's all I did. I used to go down to Sam the Record Man, walk down to Queen Street, and I spent hours in there. To me, it was like going to an art exhibit. That's what it was like. That's what I compare it to. You know, people go to art museums, just walk around. I used to go through all the albums, just looking at the covers. And there's a few that I bought just based on the artwork and the cover. We talked about this. We did an episode on covers, remember?
Yep, yep.
And yeah, so I made a lot of my choices based on what looked good, really. But
I used to go to Pop Tones.
Pop Tones.
Do you remember that on Queen Street?
Yeah, I do.
Record place
on the corner there.
Yeah, and he always had that incense
burning.
Yeah, and I was so young, I just thought it was them smoking pot in the basement.
No,
it was only incense.
Yeah,
I didn't know what pot smelled like. Oh, dude, let's go to Pop Tones and get high off the fumes. It was only incense.
Came out smelling weird, but no effect.
Ain't no big deal.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we can't leave out Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley had he had that huge Aloha from Hawaii double album. I have it on vinyl. I bought that. It's a great album. But it was done in 1973. And you want to add something there, Oat?
No.
No, you're good. Are you just listening? Okay. So Elvis had just turned 38 on January the 8th. And on January 9th, he showed up in Hawaii to start rehearsals for they were going to do live broadcast via satellite around the world. 40 countries actually had access to this satellite feed.
But there was a little bit of a problem, wasn't there?
Yeah, one of the big countries, one of the big fan base was missing, and that was the U.S.
Yeah, his home country didn't see that live concert.
And why was that, Oat?
Well, I think there was another TV program that was a little more important to them.
Well, it was on a Sunday.
Yeah, it was number 7.
It was Super Bowl 7.
Super Bowl 7,
so
yeah.
So you think the promoters and the managers, and what the hell? How could they miss that? Let's have a live via satellite concert on Super Bowl Sunday. Well, It's too bad because it aired on January the 14th, 1973, and it didn't air in the U.S. until April the 4th of the same year. That's how long they had to wait.
Don't mess with the U.S.'s football.
Unbelievable.
Don't mess with that.
Yeah. But it was a huge success.
Well, it was better to air it later than at the same time because it would have had to compete with the Super Bowl.
No, for sure. For sure. And the thing is, this concert, it was more for charity too. The seats at the actual concert,
right?
It was the more you donated, the better your seats will be. That's how they did it. And there was no. It was actually, if you didn't want to donate anything, you could just go in and watch it. It was a free concert, but he promoted this the donations to go towards it's called Cooley Cancer Fund. It was a songwriter, I guess, from Hawaii. He died in 1966. So that was the charity.
All right. So the whole live concert was recorded, and then the album came out later. But
that's right.
It was the U.S. didn't see the live concert until the recording of the live. Okay, they didn't see it live. They saw it recorded.
Yeah, but it was a huge success. I mean, it was a great concert, and really, really good for Elvis.
So we got any more?
Yeah, well, there's a few mentionables. I mean, we got to mention Genesis from 1977, Seconds Out, the live album.
That was Peter. Good. Way to go, buddy. That's a good one.
Isn't it? And that was Peter Gabriel at his theatrical best, right?
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, Seconds Out.
And it sounded incredible.
I bought it. Yeah, I bought it on vinyl.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I bought it on vinyl. I had to have it. And I got to mention, I wouldn't forgive myself, I didn't mention UFO, Strangers in the Night, 1979. I love UFO. Huh. Yeah, they're awesome. That's another great album. That's a double album as well. But, Now, we mentioned Queen Live at Wembley. Yeah. But they actually have, it's called Live Killers, 1979.
Yeah, they did a couple.
Yeah. Well, Live Killers was, I think it was their first live attempt. And that was great. I love it.
Yeah, the Wembley one is one I like.
Yeah. Well, most people do, right?
Yeah.
So.
All right, so remember, go to our playlist on Spotify to hear all the songs we've been talking about. We'll put them all on one playlist for you. So go to the Jabber Guys channel there on Spotify, and you get playlists from all our episodes. But this one's going to be kick-ass. I'm looking forward to this one, Cha.
Yeah. I am. And remember, even if you didn't like the show, just share it.
And if you thought it sucked, share it to give other people anguish.
That's right. Just share it to somebody you don't like.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, no, we'd appreciate it. Just share out there and pass it along. And I think with that, we're going to wrap this one up, guys.
Sure.
Okay, wrap up this episode of Inside Rock with Oat,
Queeks,
and Cha,
the Jabber Guys.
Remember to go to our website, jabberguys.com, to subscribe to our podcast. We're in a wacky world and Inside Rock.